video bloggers galore. The couple is itching to travel again, but without the headaches of traffic and shopping. The Gulls plan to continue to post training videos from the ship that show how they respond to challenges that arise as they visit the various ports on the ship's itinerary. They've already started sharing their plans with their 16,700 YouTube subscribers and just under 1,000 paid Geeks on Tour members. They won't be alone using the internet to work on the ship, Jim says. A large number of the ship's cabins are occupied by solo travelers who make their living working remotely. Like the Gulls, many shoot and post videos. Different price points. The cruise line offers a variety of pricing options, depending on the chosen size of living quarters and tour length. Residents can purchase for up to 15 years or rent their cabins for shorter periods. Purchasers have the option of selling back unused portions of their residency terms, trading up to larger, more expensive cabins, or leasing or selling their space with the potential of receiving a net return on your investment, according to the company's website. Finding the right price. The couple said they were initially interested in buying a cabin with a balcony, but the company wanted $340,000 for a balcony cabin, plus $8,000 a month for amenities such as food, entertainment, health club use, and laundry services. During a week-long try-before-you-buy sailing, the Gulls tried out a 140-square-foot cabin with a window and no balcony. Thankfully, I decided that I like that because that was only $170,000 up front and $5,000 a month, Chris said. At that rate, we might actually be saving money compared to all that we spent on travel last year. Chris said, "We're still, in our opinion, fairly young, and we're healthy, but we're definitely getting older. So if we want to have one more chapter in our adventure, this is the time to do it. This is the next chapter."